Fantastic Relationship Upgrade, FTG, written by Heroes 53. The door to the throne room of the dragon's castle slowly opened, revealing a lone knight standing before it, with a full set of silver armor which is packed with fire resistance, a sword that has been rumored to have slain many dragons before, and a helm that not only guarded the wearer's head from all sorts of attacks, but also masked the knight's face as to not give away any of his expressions. Anyone could tell that this man was a professional. And he had to be, because on the other side of the room his opponent was waiting already. "Prepare yourself, foul dragon. I have come to slay you and take Princess Vermilia back. You shall come to regret the day you stole her from us," the knight announced, pointing his sword towards the dragon, which caused some lightning to shoot out into the room, amplifying the weight of his words. The dragon, however, only sighed. "You can drop the act right there. The princess is down in the dungeon and won't bother us," the dragon said, then glowed as he used some sort of transformation magic on himself. He shrank and shrank until he was barely taller than the Reuter, sporting a human-like form, albeit still having his horns, tail, and wings. "Oh, so you only want to talk today? I mean, that's fine with me, but I was expecting you to be itching for a fight." Reuter spoke as he walked closer, sitting down on the stairs to the throne right next to the transformed dragon. "You know, like always."
"Don't get the wrong idea. I'm still at the mercy of my instincts," the dragon answered, letting out another sigh. "We dragons are always attracted to women of great power, standing, and have always had the drive to claim them for ourselves. We also love to fight difficult battles and knights. It's just the kind of race we are."
"I can tell something's on your mind," Reuter said, patting the dragon on his shoulder. "You can tell me, right, Fenrir?"
"I'm just sick of being disliked by all human settlements I come across. I can never keep myself in check and always kidnap some sort of princess, and it would then be waiting for a knight that I can have an epic duel with." Fenrir sighed, letting his head hang a little bit. "I don't even dislike humans all that much, and I'm still forced to be hated by all of them."
"Not by all of them." Reuter lightly punched Fenrir on the side, giving him a very clear white grin from under his helmet.
"Exactly. That's why I wanted to show you something," Fenrir said, then reached to pull out the glowing orb from right beside him. Reuter wasn't exactly sure where he had pulled that from, because he felt like he should have noticed something so suspicious way sooner. But that was unimportant right now.
"That's cool. But what is it?" Reuter asked out of genuine curiosity.
"A magical artifact that will make my dreams of coexisting with humans a reality," Fenrir answered, holding the orb up high. "I have consulted the Goddess of Darkness for help on my problem and have told her my plight. She handed me this glowing orb and told me to use this with a friend you would trust with your life, and your dream will become a reality and your days of kidnapping humans will come to an end." Fenrir then paused briefly and looked at Reuter. "Will you?"
"Sure thing. Though I will miss our dragon versus hero days." With that, Reuter immediately grabbed the orb as well with one hand, and patted his friend on the shoulder with the other. Though the orb instantly began to glow even brighter. "On to your new happiness, huh?"
Reuter suddenly shrieked as the shine of the orb manifested in a cloud of light and dove towards him. With him sitting on the floor defenseless, he had naturally no way to evade it.
"What the—"
Reuter tried to keep his composure, though various gasps escaped through his mouth every now and again, as the cloud seeped through the cracks of his armor and touched his body directly, feeling almost like it was massaging him. And not just massaging, but remodeling it.
What was your dream again?"
Reuter asked under his breath, feeling how his body compressed vertically with him shrinking a few centimeters inside of his armor, It almost felt like his skin was also getting scrubbed clean of all his hairs and scars he had accumulated over the years, causing his armor to suddenly feel very different to him. Let me think. Also, are you okay under that thing? Fenrir asked, which was kind of funny to Reuter as, at that moment exactly, he could feel the hard-earned muscles he had as a result of years of training deflate as if they were balloons, seemingly just to make his body appear even smaller than it had been before.
Never better. Your dream, please.
By this point, it was very clear that Reuter could no longer hold in all of his moans, especially since he could feel his voice crack more and more with every tone he let out. It was as if the mist was now focusing on his face, seemingly changing his bone structure and features ever so slightly to make him look more feminine. Stuff like embiggening his eyes or shrinking his nose. The only thing that Reuter couldn't explain at all was the strange pulling force he felt on his ears. I think I said that I dream of a girl that can solve all of my problems. A girl of high rank that is an experienced fighter. A girl with beauty and grace of a princess. And the lifespan of a dragon, though under no circumstance be a dragon herself. Fenrir explained, and Reuter really did his best to pay attention. Though something else was fighting for that attention as well. Something big. I also think I said that I would like her to have a big bust and butt, but I'm not so sure anymore. Just as Fenrir had finished that sentence, a huge feeling bubbled up from behind Reuter's chest, as if mass was piling on behind it. It was expanding. He could feel it, getting bigger and bigger by the second. Even when it pressed against the armor, it didn't stop. Getting bigger and bigger, which in turn made it harder to breathe for Reuter, until his breastplate was bounced away by his massive over H cup knockers and flung halfway across the massive room, leaving the knight fully covered, except for the two completely naked mounds that now stuck out.
I have a feeling you
Reuter peeped in his much higher voice when the bubbling feeling shot straight into his behind, and the same thing happened again. It expanded and grew, reaching the boundaries of the armor faster than even his breasts did. And not just his behind, but also to the side, telling him that his hips were also guilty of expansion too. Until his lower gut completely exploded into all directions, leaving Reuter totally uncovered from the waist down. And there was quite a lot to be seen considering the pillows that were now attached to his backside. Though the mist seemingly wasn't done yet, Fenrir bore witness as the comparably large bottom sword of the knight suddenly stood the tallest it had ever had, before retreating back into his sheath bit by bit, causing Reuter to let out sounds both of them had never expected a knight would make. And when it finally was put away completely, Reuter let out a moan so hard that the rest of his armor also completely exploded off his body. Although, at that point, calling Reuter a he would have been denying reality, as the removal of his armor showed one thing very clearly. Where once a brave and powerful hero sat, lay a way too busty elf girl now.
Hey, do you think you can warn me next time you use a magical artifact on me that transforms my body?
A female Reuter asked, still panting on the floor. I'll do my best, the dragon answered, unsure where to look.
Hey honey, guess what?
Ruti asked, happily sipping from her tea as Fenrir entered the room. The sight of his elfish wife always brought a smile to his face. The queen summoned you, right? Fenrir thought out loud as he joined Ruti at the table, which was set with wine and some sweets.
I don't know. Did you get a mission from the royal guards again?
Nope, quite the opposite.
Ruti giggled, sipping from her tea, which gave Fenrir a perfect view of her not at all well-hidden massive features.
Queen Vermilia gave me the title of Dragonslayer today, as no traces of the dragon that once terrorized the kingdom could be found for a solid 10 years. Therefore, my story of striking a deal with a dark goddess to give up my humanity and my manliness to seal the evil dragon is now officially accepted as the truth. Hence, I gained the title. I just thought it's funny since Vermilia clearly believed me a long time ago because she gave me the position as a captain of the guards ages ago.
That is kind of funny. So I now have an official dragon slayer wife, huh? That's definitely something no other dragon can boast about. Vanka laughed and looked back at Ruti with longing eyes. Though, Ruti, my instincts are playing up again.
Again? Funny that you want to fight again after the whooping I delivered upon you this morning.
No, it's not about fighting. It's about... Fenris said, his face blushing a tiny bit.
We have been together for over 10 years now. There's no need to be embarrassed anymore. Go on, steal me away. I'll show you how much of a princess I can be in bed.
Whoa! With that, Fenrir lifted up Ruti in a princess carry, looked her into the eyes and said, "You are the best mistake I ever made. I love you."
Ruti just smiled and whispered back, "I know.